Docville Talks, präsentiert von Jeva Live.
At the beginning, when you started playing concerts, you didn't have enough material, and sometimes you went on stage with half-written songs.
Yeah, the way our band worked was pretty fast, and like at the same time when we were starting to play shows, because people wanted us and we were selling out like small venues, but like we were selling out venues in Europe. While that was happening, we were still like in the first 4 months of the band, so we didn't have like enough to play for like 1 hour. So we had to like everything we wrote, we're like, okay, we can play this half a song, see if they like it. And it was actually cool because we were like testing the songs with the audience, like, okay, this is not done. This is a teaser of a song, so we don't have an ending, but you guys tell us if you like it or not. And it was cool.
Eine der Geschichten über Heinz ist, also erstens mal, dass die Band sich ziemlich schnell entwickelt hat, dass alles am Anfang sehr schnell ging und tatsächlich sie am Anfang, daher auch diese Coverband-Geschichte, nicht so viel Material hatten, mit dem sie auf die Bühne gehen konnten. Und sie haben am Anfang tatsächlich auch Songs gespielt, die noch nicht so richtig fertig waren. Also wo sie auf der Bühne quasi noch dran geübt haben. So you're not perfectionists then. You don't mind if things are not quite perfect from the beginning.
No.
I'm sorry, klare Antwort.
The thing is that, I mean, we are very, very perfectionist, but that doesn't mean that we have been doing this for a long time. So it's not the same. I mean, we really take care of every single thing we do, even before releasing the songs and even before knowing that Heinz was going to be a band playing in Docville. But we haven't like studied the career of music to be perfectionists, and I think that doesn't have to, I mean, it's not obligatory, but those things.
And you know? Like, I think the way we play and the way we started, like just playing without really knowing how to play our instruments and without having all the songs, I think that's perfect. You know what I mean? So like, it wasn't like, oh, what's happening? This is a mess. What? Like, we were like, okay, should we do
brave.
This?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we could have waited for 1 year till we were like great performers. We had a lot of songs, but we were like, yo, maybe like this train is not gonna pass again. So that was the plan that we wanted to do.
Kleiner Exkurs, ein philosophischer Exkurs über Perfektionismus im Musikbusiness. Am Anfang haben sie ja klar gesagt, nein, wir sind keine Perfektionisten, zumindest was die Band angeht. Und dann hieß es aber doch so, naja, es soll schon perfekt sein, aber es ist einfach Fakt, wenn eine Band neu anfängt, kann man noch nicht perfekt sein und man muss sich erst so ein bisschen langsam rantasten, um besser zu werden. So do you still have to cope? I think that was one of the topics that keep coming up about you as a band. That people kind of treat you a bit strangely because you happen to be four girls, four women in a band. Does that still happen or does it get less the longer you actually go on stage and play?
No, I think it gets more and more because we have more and more people watching us and having opinions and like, yeah, more people writing about us, watching us and everything. So like, we get more used to it, but we also get more conscious about it. So we kind of like are developing more like a stronger opinion and how to deal with it. But yeah, no, it's not going away at all because of getting bigger.
Ich habe gefragt, weil eines der Themen, die Heinz schon von Anfang ihrer Karriere an begleiten, ist, dass es immer wieder ein Thema ist, dass es vier Frauen in der Band sind, ob das mittlerweile dadurch, dass sie mehr auftreten, mehr spielen, weniger wird. Aber da ist die klare Antwort, nein, es wird nicht weniger. To you, it never seemed strange, did it? It's just normal for you to pick up a guitar.
I mean, it was a surprise in the beginning. Like, we didn't know it was a thing. Like, we never started the band like, yeah, we're gonna be four girls, are we gonna change this sexism in music and stuff. No, we were just like writing music. But suddenly we started to realize like, oh shit, like it's a thing. It's an issue that we are four girls and people is walking in a festival and you see four girls on stage and that's the first thing you see, that we are girls. So it's kind of, I mean, it's just something you have to deal with.
But are you actually starting to fight it, or is it just something you accept? Because you talk about it quite openly.
I mean, just by resisting to all those kind of comments is still fighting. You know what I mean? We're not like, we still don't think that feminism is the reason of the band, but just by being the band and like doing whatever we want to do, because like we're like four girls, but we're like four girls the way we all want to be, you know what I mean? There's no one telling us what to do or how to do it, or we're not following stereotypes like more that could be of pop music. So just by doing it the way we're doing it, we're fighting. And it's like a very hard fight. Like just doing what we're doing, it's hard sometimes on, in terms of being girls.
Was ich sehr interessant finde, dass es offensichtlich immer noch ein Kampf ist und wie wir gerade gehört haben, manchmal auch ein harter Kampf, sich als Frauen durchzusetzen im Musikgeschäft oder in einer Band, obwohl Heinz sich nicht gegründet haben, um jetzt gegen Sexismus im Musikgeschäft vorzugehen. Es ist einfach so passiert, dass sie vier Frauen nun mal sind, aber das erstaunt sie selber immer wieder, wenn sie irgendwo kommen, hinkommen auf ein Festival spielen, dass es doch immer wieder mal noch Kommentare gibt und dass es immer noch seltsam ist und immer noch ein Thema ist. Und dagegen müssen sie fighten, kämpfen. Und das machen sie auch. Are you happy at the point where you are now playing festivals like this, sitting on stages giving interviews?
Of course. Yeah, we love festivals. We were like walking here and saying it like, dude, festivals is such a great thing we have invented. Like the human being, yeah, the human race like have done a thing pretty cool. Like meeting all these people for a reason that is music and youth and freedom. I think it's amazing.
Do you still go to festivals yourself even if you don't play?
Yes. We love them. Seriously.
And if we play, we stay. And if we play, like, we bring all our friends because they're like, whoa, free wristbands, we can go to all the gigs. And we're like, we have like them like doing us lists, like, okay, we're going to see this and that. And like, super busy life.
Also riesengroße Festival-Fans offensichtlich, die Mädels hier von Heinz. Selbst wenn sie nicht selber spielen, dann gehen sie immer noch auf Festivals, weil sie sagen, das ist einfach über, darum geht es eigentlich, wenn man jung ist und wenn man sich frei fühlen will, dann sind solche Events wie das Dogville zum Beispiel oder auch hier dieses Gelände super toll. Und wenn sie selber spielen, dann sind sie umso länger dabei, weil sie dann einfach da bleiben und sich die anderen Bands angucken. It's the normal cycle for a band to have a record out, go on tour, play the festival summer, and then always comes the big question of what is going to be next? Are you going to keep touring?
Second album. Another album, another tour, another summer festivals. Just like, right now we're in this moment where we really can't stop because like there's a lot of people interested, so we don't want to let them down and we're going to keep on.
Did you ever expect that people would be interested in the kind of music you play?
Yes, but not this many. Like, we are four girls from Spain, like from Madrid, not even from Barcelona, we're from Madrid. Yeah, we never had like classes or anyone telling us how to do anything. So like, we write super intuitively, like in the way of if it's right or wrong, it depends on if we like it or not. There's nothing else, so it's cool for us. And suddenly, it's for more people, so like we never thought we could get this far at all.
Also Anna sagt, sie sind immer noch nicht so richtig klar damit, dass es überhaupt so gut läuft für Heinz, weil sie eigentlich nur intuitiv das machen, was sie machen wollen, Musik nämlich, und immer wieder überrascht sind, wenn sie gut ankommen, und das tun sie. Bei euch hoffentlich auch. Vielleicht einen kleinen Dankeschön-Applaus für Heinz.
Ich glaube, ich traume.
Sehr gut. So you're playing at 10 to 8. What can we look forward to? How can we get this tired crowd to come see you later?
You need to start drinking now. Yes. That's the first point.
The best cure for hangover is Heinz.
Also, jetzt haben wir es doch noch mal gehört. Die beste Medikation gegen Kater ist Heinz angucken. Können wir eigentlich nichts anderes mehr machen. Thank you so much for being here, guys.
Thank you. Dankeschön.
Dogville Talks, präsentiert von Jever Live.